Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, God. Wait a minute. All right, so what I just did was unmute myself by hitting that red microphone. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I can hear you.
Okay, so right now anybody could hear us if it was other callers in here, they could hear us. But you touched under my number where and the screen should come up for you to type in my name.
Okay, I see that.
All right, so you can type in Danielle or you can type in Miss Pearly or the Pearly Negro or whatever, you know, and then after that it should say, wait a minute, it should tell you save, I think.
Save or cancel.
Yeah, okay, so after you type in my name, then, yeah, you hit save and it'll have my name underneath of my number. And that's how you would do anybody's number. All y'all spell my name wrong. Is
I figured I did. When I messed up it,
I'm gonna fix it, and then you can see it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's how it's spelled. L-A.
Oh, La Perla.
Yeah.
Oh, La Perla. Okay. Yep, I did
right.
All the way wrong.
Everybody spells it like that, like the regular pearl, but it's actually, this is in Spanish. It says the black pearl in Spanish. But everybody assumes it's just spelled like the regular word pearl. It's cool. I just be like... But
what's crazy is that I knew the translation. I just didn't know the spelling.
Nobody knows the spelling. They just assume that it's spelled like the regular pearl. But it's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you see. All right. So on the side with the phone calls, this is the switchboard, and you'll see other numbers pop up. So what you can do before you open up any microphones and you start talking about, you know, you introduce yourself, you know, I'm Paul Graham, the you know, however you introduce yourself, and this is Epiphany Radio. You're listening to Epiphany Radio, and this is Smoking Words. Okay, this is Smoking Words. Then you can give a little commentary if you want, or you can just get right into your show. But when you first call in on the host line, you're pretty much in control of everything. Your music files should be, I don't know what your screen looks like. It'll either be on the right side or underneath of you, And then
it's on the right for me.
It's on the right side. Okay, so it pretty much looks like mine. All right, so do you have a music file or you go to, do you, or don't you?
I mean, I have some stuff I wanted to go over tomorrow when I'm just chilling by myself and download and figure out how can I upload it to this. Because I'm going to do, like I said, I'm going to do a whole lot of smooth jazz for my show. All right.
I can tell you right now how to do that. We got about a little bit of under a half hour. But I can show you how to upload some music unless you want to wait on that. Because you can go in anybody's music file. I already threatened Van. I'm going in his shit. Okay, because my stuff is like 2 years old. For some reason, I just can't upload nothing. But I can show you right now, or you want to wait.
You can show me how to create a file.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be dope. So that'll be like. Like my playlist type of stuff, so I'll always just know where to go for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. it's really simple.
Cool.
Oh, right over there where it says audio clips.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Let me try to remember how to do this now. It's been a long time. So let me see. As soon as it comes back to me, you'll be doing good. Because it's very, very simple. Wait a minute. Now it's going real slow for me. Because Ms. VIP pretty much showed me around. Van took me in at first. What was it, VIP? I think it was VIP. See, this damn thing is going so slow right now. I'm trying to remember, do you hit the cloud part? Okay. All right, I think I got it now. So what you would do, all right, hold on. So here. God dang, it's super slow. I don't know whether it's the weather or the signal, but it's super slow. Okay, so.
Give me 1 second. I got to go run and grab that other phone.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Okay, I'm back. I was trying to grab my other phone, and I can't find the show on my other phone. Currently happening on Blog Talk. Oh, wait, there goes Studio. That's probably why. Editors, live. Okay, so I went to the Blog Talk link on my other phone. I'm still on the page with my on my laptop, but I was trying to get to it on my phone real quick, and I can't seem to actually find the show that's going on right now. Oh, never mind. I think I found it. Okay, so that's how I have to navigate that. All right. So why is there an X on it? Can I click on it? Video. Okay, I did it. I found it. All right, so that was good navigation. Figure that out.
Okay, so you're in the studio?
Yes. Yes.
All right. All right. Over on the side, you'll see the other music files and stuff, right? You want to click on right at the top next to that little magnifying glass. It looks like a little cloud with an arrow. All right. Click on that, and a box should pop up that says upload audio, description, file, browse.
I clicked on it. Just turned pink. Okay, now it's giving me options. Upload audio.
Okay. So what you, all right, so what you would do is click on where it says browse.
Okay.
All right, so what popped up? Does something say media picker, sound picker?
Yes. It took me to my files on my phone.
Oh, it went right straight to your files? Because
like when I clicked media picker, it took me to my phone.
Okay, so it's supposed to take you over to what's the name? To a page that says recent contacts, drive, you have to go over to where it says sound picker.
Okay, let's see. So I went back out of it. So now I'm back where it says upload audio, and I'm clicking
where it says
browse.
Right, and then it should take you to a thing that says media picker or sound picker is what you want to go to, but it's going to take you to that after you hit media picker.
Yeah, that's what happened. I hit media picker, and then it took me to my files.
Okay. It's actually, you got to find sound picker, okay, because it's not, it's more than just your music files that's in there. It's other files. So you have to, like, where it says contacts, drive, gallery, do you see that?
No. Okay. So when I, y'all please stop.
All right.
So I went to the little arrow thing on audio clips, right?
Yeah. And it should take you to, what's the name? It should tell you, it should say, shit, wait a minute. Yeah. It should have
I'm
a box
you a screenshot of what it is.
No, you could just tell me what it says. It should be a part there that's underneath a file. It should say browse. You want to hit browse. After you hit browse, tell me what exactly pops up. Does it say choose an action, like camera, camcorder, media picker, sound picker?
All right, so on my phone is only giving me three actions. It won't let me slide across. It gives me camera, camera camcorder, or media picker. Those are the only three options it gives me.
Okay, click on media picker. Now, when that goes to that next page, it should say recent, and then underneath of it, it should say images, audio, video, stuff like that. Do you see that?
Yes, ma'am. That's the page I've been jumping on. That's where my files and stuff at.
Okay, so listen. Underneath of it, it should say contacts, drive, gallery. You see that?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to slide that over until you see sound picker.
Got it. Never seen that before. Okay, got it.
Yeah, this is the way you upload your music. Your whole playlist, your music file should pop up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, so you just go through your file. But what you got to do with this, you have to do this one song at a time. You're going to go out. You're going to pick a song. What you want to do is click on the words of the song first, I think it is. Let me see. Let me try it first before you touch anything. Let me see.
Okay.
And it should play. Okay, so that's letting me know it's playing, right? This is where you know that it'll play for you in the studio. Once you select that song, you're satisfied with that particular song, leave it lit up. You're going to pause it, and then you're going to go at the top of the screen that says done. Okay? So pick a song, any song you want. You said you like jazz. See if it'll play first for you when you click on the name of the song, not the little circle thing.
Okay, yeah, it's playing. I'm just...
Okay, let it play for a little bit longer to see if it'll, like, keep playing. Yeah, that's nice. All right, so you can pause it. All right, go up at the top and hit done, and it'll take you back to the studio where that description box is at.
Oh, okay.
All right, so what you're going to do, it has the name of the song in there, right? Right where it says browse, it should have the name of the song in there. Go up to, click in where it says description.
Okay.
Okay, what you're going to do, how do you want to title your playlist? Do you want to put P PAW? Do you want, how do you want to title it? Because you have to have a name for your playlist. And that's what you're going to put at the beginning of every song that you upload, so you know where to click on when you come back in the studio. Like the name of my playlist is B-O-N. B-N-B?
B-N-B, Bourbon and Bar.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. Okay, so you click on that, and your little, the drawn for you to, the keyboard should pop up for you to type it in.
Mm-hmm. I got
you
it.
You typed in B-N-B?
I put B-N-B.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Is it B-N-B? And then next to it, put a dash in between. I mean, a dash after B&B, and then you type in the name of the song next to it. Okay, now you're going to go right down there to where it says upload. Just hit upload and give it time to load the song. You should see like a little countdown or something.
No, I don't see a countdown. I probably did see it when I looked up from my phone to my computer, but I've already hit upload. I don't see it anymore. Let's see.
Okay, then it probably uploaded.
Yeah.
All right, so to check and see if that did that, go over, okay, so you can close that box right there and go back over to audio clips and click on that little magnifying glass, that little search thing. Did the keyboard pop up for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you type the exact same way that you typed in the name of your file. Type it in. Do not hit enter. Do not hit go back or none of that stuff. You just going to hit the back button so it don't take you out of the studio.
Okay. Found it.
Did it pop up for you on the where it say audio clips?
Yes.
And the song is it the song title next to it? It should be.
Yes, ma'am. All
right. Well, hit play. Hit the arrow where it's lit up at. There you go. Your song is in there. You got your file started.
Yay!
Uh-huh. I was the same way. We're not learning. Yeah. Okay.
I'll go make such a dope playlist for this.
That's what's up.
So if I want to load all this tomorrow.
Uh-huh. You don't have to schedule
without, like,
a
right,
show.
So I could just load it. You said I have to schedule a show?
You don't have to schedule a show. You just sign in. If you're logging out, just log back in and go right to studio and just go in there and do exactly what I told you to do. Hit that little cloud with the arrow first. Go to, you know, media picker and then music picker, sound picker. Go up and down your playlist. But you got to do it. You don't have to do it individual songs. Every time you want to upload a song, you're going to have to go back into media picker, sound picker, and go to a song. Make sure the song is playing for you, and then hit done, and then come back. That's just how you got to do it. But you good now.
All right. So I noticed something. I don't know if it's just a delay in it. So on my phone, I'm able to find the song. But on the laptop, I can't. Is that just a delay?
Do you have your playlist on your laptop? Do you have it already uploaded to your laptop? Because if you don't, it's not going to show up for you.
Oh, okay. So I thought I saved it to the – all right, so I have to save it on my phone and my laptop then.
Mm-hmm. In order for you to have a sound picker, it has to be some music uploaded onto your laptop first. And remember, every song that you pick, you're always going to start it off with B&B, okay? However you did the very first one, and then you'll put the dash, and then you'll put the name of the song, then hit upload.
All right. That's really not hard at all. I'm going to create my show tomorrow. I'm going to get all my music and stuff together tonight so that I know what I want so I can go ahead and get them on an MP3 level. I want to send you the words and the music over it, but I just feel like your voice would be so much better than mine for that intro. I think it's just more of a sensual, seductive type of sound with you.
All right, I'll try to put the music over, or you just want me to send the recording of the words to you and you put the music to it?
If you can send me the recording, I have the music that I got this little app called BandLab that I'm able to try to do stuff with. So I still want to send you the music just to see, just so you can hear it while you spit. And then I'll just put them both together if necessary.
Okay. I want to show you a couple more things before we log out of here. What time is it? Yeah, we got 6 minutes left. So that little X that's next to the green people, on my name, that's in case you have an issue with a caller. Yeah, that's what you call the dick button. You hang up on, you bang on them. If you have an issue with anybody that's calling in, you feel like you're being disrespected or whatever, you know, or you just have an undesirable calling in, you recognize the number. And you don't want to let them in. You can either leave them on mute, which is the blue headphones, or you can, you know, you can bang on them. Now, to end the show, you go up to top where it says end episode.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you would touch that, and then another box will come up and say, you sure you want to end the episode or end the episode or something like that, and then it would be over and done if you would end it. Now, if you hang up now, our call is going to disconnect. But that's how you end out your show.
Okay. So now I think I remember I need to find out. I know after the first hour, there's the promo. Where's the sound bite for that?
All right. So what I do is go in. It's a file. I think it popped up when you first came into the studio. 001. Let me see. Wait a minute. It should be under. Hold on, because there's a lot of songs I got to go through. I don't have one loaded to my music file. But let me find what's the name, so you can use it. They got a few of your pieces up in here, too.
For real?
Mm-hmm. And in the Small House of Poetry joint. Yeah, they got two or three of your pieces in there. What's Going On and Healing Time. Let me see if I can find.
I wish I could sing. That What's Going On piece would be really dope if I could sing.
Oh, that's what's up. All right, so there are like three or four different Epiphany snippets. They're all under 1, 2, 3. And it'll say Epiphany Radio Cafe ID, Epiphany Radio ID snippet, and I don't know what this other one is. It's another one. That happens easier when you can use two different devices to be in the studio because I'm going to see if I can, how can I send this? I think, because I think For Real has sent me one via email. That way when I downloaded it, it came in the form of a MP3, and I just put it right in my music file. If you type in 123 over there where it says the audio clips, like I told you before, just don't hit the back, don't hit the go or the enter, just hit back button. It should pop up with that file, and you can scroll until you see Epiphany Radio Cafe ID or Radio ID snippet.
I'm looking through it right now.
Okay.
I see this is Epiphany Radio snippet.
Yeah, that too. Yep. That's where I would go, and I would just play that. And if you can't, you just, you know, just, we always say it's time to pay some bills. You can just say, you know, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. And then you can give the dial-in number, or you can just leave it at that. But as long as you say this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, it goes, it shows Blog Talk that you are who exactly it is that's doing the show, what network it is, and that way For Real gets paid. He gets his credit.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
But what I can do, I can tell, do For Real have your email or Van?
I can send it to you or send it to him. It doesn't matter.
All right. Yeah. I can do that, but I don't have any more of this. The recording for Epiphany Radio, the ID thing. So I'm going to talk to For Real. Send me your email, and I'll give it to For Real, and he can email the snippet to you, and you can just, it will be, once you download it from your email, it'll go into MP3 format, and then it'll be in your sound picker when you go where your music files is at to upload in the studio.
All right, that's perfect. That's perfect. I'm starting to create my playlist, get you that email, and get you sent the introduction. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it so much.
Anytime, sweetie, anytime. So we got 23, 22. It's a count. If you can see, look where it says on air, you can see the countdown. You'll see when your show is getting ready to end and go into overtime. Doesn't mean it'll end. It'll go into overtime, but sometimes Blog Talk Lady will cut it off. Just go ahead and hit end the episode and hit it again, and the call will be done.